just pay. Anywhere else I'd be dead. Is it my destiny to live a life of
I believe we are live, Jonathan.
We are live with Greg.
And Jonathan.
Here we are. And Andrea and Sue.
Everyone wave.
Sue's there, Sue. And Charlie Brown.
Who's down here?
Downtown.
So far, he's not distracting. Welcome.
And Oscar.
To Tasty Jets. And Oscar.
Oh, and Oscar. What's the presidential thing? I don't know
what the song is. For the Oscars, do they have their own song?
I don't know.
I'm just Ken. Yeah. So welcome to Tasty Gents. If this is your first time, we're delighted to have you. You are not sure why you stumbled into this part of the internet, but we're glad that you did. This is our podcast.
It's a podcast.
Jonathan, my podcast. Yeah, it is our podcast about mostly food.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Not always, but mostly. And recently also our YouTube channel, because
here we are.
We have a YouTube channel.
So if you're watching this, then you're on YouTube.
Yay.
Yeah. Or we've been appropriated and we're on TikTok.
True.
Yeah.
Good point. We might be
Chinese listeners.
Damn. Exactly. Yes. Welcome, Chinese listeners. Yeah. Please don't send us misinformation. See, that's all
we
need
make
to happen.
Up our own anyway.
We do. So we have a slightly different topic today, as indicated perhaps by. This is an actual Oscar, so I was awarded an Oscar. It does. I know it probably looks like it's, you know, it's like it's hollow underneath and a cheap Maybe plastic one, but it's not. It's real.
Isn't. No, and it's smaller because Greg is huge. He's a truly giant man.
Had to be said. Someone had to say it. We're going to talk a little bit about movies because the Academy Awards were just this past Sunday. And we both...
We attended.
Attended.
As Tasty Gents.
As Tasty
you
Gents.
You may have seen us.
We may have seen us. We were on the red carpet. We did the red carpet. People kind of went a little bit wild.
I was actually positioned at the end to hold that end down.
Mm, yeah. And I was technically a server. So not quite the same as attending.
But
yeah. We looked really good. No, we attended a party. But
yes,
one of the things that we have been talking about, all of the Tasty Gents, including Andrea, who is our additional Tasty Gent. And Sue, my friend Sue, who's visiting, is some of the nominated films and specifically what we have loved about some of the storytelling in some of the nominated films. So, and now we're waving at neighbors. Gary,
hey, Gary.
Walked by. Hey, Gary. He doesn't see us. So, yeah. Gary, if you listen, we are looking at your butt.
There it is.
Anyway, there are going to be perhaps spoilers in the upcoming Tasty Gents episode. Yeah. So... if we start talking about one of the films from the Academy Awards and you have not seen it and you plan to, you know, maybe this is your minute to go unmute, go get a drink, go use the bathroom, go for a walk, take a deep breath, whatever. Yeah. So just know that spoilers.
And we'll announce the film we're about to talk about before. Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
like Muppet Movie, Kermit dies. Spoiler. So we
hacked the bits by that pig. Awesome. I mean, Miss Piggy. Anyway. What do you want to talk about first? So we're going to do mostly movies. We may touch on other things as well, because we always ramble.
Well, you know, because the, and if you're listening to this or watching this, then of course you've heard it start. It opened up with, I'm just Ken.
I'm just Ken.
I'm just Ken. So let's talk about Barbie.
Oh, can we please talk about Barbie?
How much of a influence has this been on young people throughout the world?
Well, I
don't
know.
Not just the doll. Yeah, I don't have no idea. Yeah.
So I love this movie, and I don't mind saying it. I would say out of 5 stars, this is easily 4 to 4.5 for me. And I think when you talk about the influence of young people, if nothing else, what they did, in my opinion, brilliantly, and Margot Robbie is one of the initial producers, the one that really, as I understand it, you know, brought this movie to life.
Yeah.
And then of course, Greta Gerwig, who is my favorite of everything.
She's incredible.
And all the cast and crew, everybody else. Right. So, okay. All those folks took this, this toy that does not really have a story other than ways to sell more toys, and built a story about women and about, the empowerment of women and what it takes to be a woman. America Ferrera's extraordinary monologue, about what it takes to be a woman is amazing. And they built this complex, I think, layered movie that does so many things well, but at the very top of it is that it's fun.
It's fun. Yeah. A lot of the colors from the 80s,
Yes.
1980s, a lot of neons,
Yep.
spandex.
Spandex. It's
Yeah,
true.
that's right. Hairstyles. Coordinated dance scenes. I didn't
So
think
good.
I was going to enjoy that as much. I didn't know
Yeah.
that. I am now looking back at other movies that did not have that, Oppenheimer, and thinking maybe they should have.
There, I think a little bit of choreography in Oppenheimer, a little
Yeah.
bit of song and dance might
Yeah.
have lightened what was otherwise, let's say it, a pretty dark topic.
Explosive.
Explosive, one could say, yes. You see what you did there, didn't you? Yeah.
If you haven't seen the movie, spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler, it's about a bomb. Anyway, so that's what I love about Barbie. And so there's a lot to love. So things specifically that I loved about Barbie, Alan, played by Michael Cera, so
He is
good.
so perfect.
So he's just a little befuddled the entire time. And then he has a save the day moment, which we love.
And all Ken's clothes fit him.
All of Ken's clothes fit him,
That was a
which we learned about,
big
yes.
thing.
Ryan Gosling as Ken, in my opinion, completely deserving of that Best Actor nod. I think, was he nominated for Best Supporting?
Best
Was he
supporting.
nominated for Best Supporting in the Academy Awards or just the Globes?
The Globes, I think. I don't
Yeah.
think for
Okay.
the but deserving of any award.
Yes. So funny,
Yeah.
and just his sense of humor anyway is great. So, big fan of him. And by the way, if you haven't seen the performance of I'm Just Ken, either from the movie or at the Academy Awards, get thee to the YouTube.
Pause right now.
Yeah, we'll wait.
Yeah, if you're in a car, don't pull over, but just like get home.
Yeah.
Do the YouTube.
Do the YouTube, watch the performance of I'm Just Ken because it's fantastic. And what I didn't realize visually, so I saw some people post this. So in the at the Academy Awards, he had on a kind of sparkly pink tuxedo, and then all of his backup dancers were sort of cowboys that had red and white bandanas. It is a really close approximation is the wrong word, but it appears to clearly be an homage of Marilyn Monroe's performance of Girls Just Want to Have Fun. That's not her.
No, Diamonds Are Girl's Best
Diamonds Are
Friend.
Girl's Best Friend, from the movie. And so if you
Oh.
see them both together, the parallels are very, very clear. And so I love that was just another
Wait,
layer.
are you saying Ryan Gosling is the modern day male Marilyn Monroe?
That is what I'm saying, in fact. Yeah.
It has to be done.
And
I can see that.
Madonna's not the modern day Marilyn
She's
Monroe.
not modern
She
day.
did it. She did a song years ago, remember?
Oh, she
Well,
did,
that's
yeah. the problem with modern day and years
It's
ago.
years ago.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
She is the
Yeah.
material girl. So it should be said. And
That
Andrea is going to see
she's gonna
Madonna
go see
this evening.
Madonna
So she's
tonight
got
and
Madonna on the head.
everything's about
Yes.
Madonna. I
Yeah.
know she's very excited. Yeah, it's gonna
But
be
that's all we're talking about here.
we're talking about him.
Anyway, yeah. So I'm Just Ken. Performance is fantastic.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish won,
Oh my
and her
gosh.
brother Finnegan?
Finnegan.
Phineas.
Phineas.
Phineas. One for best song for the song What Was I Made For,
What
which
was the
is
middle?
what a stunning performance by both of them
Yeah.
on the Academy Awards and
And
then
Billie
won
Eilish
that.
looked great.
She looked awesome.
She really did.
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't look like she rode a skateboard there,
She did not look like she
which she
rode a skateboard,
oftentimes
but
does.
she usually does. And she's 12, so maybe she did. I
Okay,
don't know.
well.
But that was a great moment too. So okay. What else about Barbie? I could go on, but probably shouldn't.
Dan DeVito's ex-wife,
Rhea Perlman,
Rhea
Perlman.
Perlman. Fantastic.
Great moment.
I thought she did a great stellar job. She had a
Yeah.
very cameo piece. But
Completely agree.
completely, yeah. And I just thought she was fantastic. I also would watch her in anything. Ever since Cheers, she's just been one of my favorite people.
She's got some gravitas,
She
I would
does.
say. I would
Yeah.
completely
For
agree.
being 2.5 feet tall,
She's little.
she brings
Yeah.
it.
And yet I think she towers over Danny DeVito.
Quite a bit.
Because they're both
Yeah.
quite diminutive, it could be said. What else about that? Will Ferrell is in, and appropriately
Yeah.
is not central to the
Yeah.
story. I mean, he does a great job for what he does, but
He was very much Will Ferrell
yeah,
in
he
this
was.
character, which is he was physical and was over the top and he
Right.
was almost pseudo obnoxious in what he was saying.
All true.
And I love him in so many other things. But I'm like, okay, he's playing a very generic Will Ferrell
Yeah, it
character.
was kind of a reprisal of his role in the Lego movie.
Oh, I didn't see the Lego movie.
Oh my gosh, really? Stop everything you're doing. We're gonna have to go
I'll be right
for a
back.
minute. It's quite good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hysterical, actually. I
Live
mean, man,
action, the Lego?
yeah.
People as
Chris
Legos?
Pratt voices what's the guy's name? And there was a song.
Is it people in Lego costumes, or is it
No,
like little Legos running
it's
around?
little Legos. It's like a stop motion. It's hysterical. Elizabeth Banks. Oh my gosh, there's a hair tossing moment for Elizabeth Banks
Her hair
as a
doesn't
Lego
move.
character.
Legos.
I'm telling you. All right, we're going to come back and talk about the Lego Movie after Jonathan gets up to speed on this. But
So
anyway,
far behind.
Will Ferrell in the Lego Movie
Yeah.
has a role that is essentially the same as his role in Barbie.
Okay. So he practiced.
He had practice. Yeah. I can't believe he didn't see the Lego Movie. This worries me for you. Did something happen to you? Who
I know.
hurt you? Did
Who hurt
you
me?
stepped on a Lego, didn't you? And it's all
Didn't.
been downhill since then.
I know.
All right, what else? We mentioned
Okay, so Barbie.
Barbie.
And I think I don't know. I think we could come back to it. There's a lot. There is, and you, and if you haven't seen this, and you might think to yourself, we can watch a movie about a toy that, does stuff. It's more than that. It's
Yeah.
fun. It's and then almost more fun than what the Barbie character goes through. What Ken is
Yes.
his
Ken's
what he goes
journey.
through, what his journey is. Great.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally agree. The Barbie journey is great. The arc of her character is kind of what you would expect it to be. The arc of Ken's character is not necessarily what you'd expect it to be, but good heavens, is it fun.
It is.
Yeah, he renames Barbie Land. And what is it? The Casa House Dojo? Dojo Casa House? Yeah.
Ken's got a dojo house.
Yeah, God, it's so good. Okay. We've already mentioned the explosive movie that was Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer. Which did win Best Picture,
It
in
did.
case you weren't paying attention.
Congratulations, Oppenheimer.
Best
That's
Picture,
it.
Cillian Murphy got Best Actor for Oppenheimer. Robert Downey Jr. got Best Supporting Actor in Oppenheimer.
He, okay, let's just take a second with Robert Downey Jr.
Crazy
Okay.
J.
His life story arc
What?
has just been so
Crazy.
all over the place
Yes.
that if you are out there right now, listener, viewer, watcher, lover, whatever you are, and you think, I'll never be able to do it, just look at Robert Downey Jr.'s life and then know you can do it.
And if you are not finding what you need there, just Google Robert Downey Jr. mugshot, because
Yes.
when he was arrested for his drug use,
Yeah.
and all the other things associated with that, maybe that was the lowest point for him. I don't know. But yeah,
Yeah.
to go, and he references all that in his acceptance speech because he won for, as I said, Best Supporting, and talks about it, and he gives great homage to his wife. So that I want to shift for a minute briefly to the Academy Awards. What was your favorite acceptance speech? Do you remember?
Oh my. Well, yes. And I want to say, she was in the Holdovers.
Devine Joy Randolph.
Thank you, because I had the last name. And if I'm gonna be honest with you,
Be honest with
it
me.
brought me to tears. Like I
Nice.
and I don't cry over much, right? The playing of the national anthem, obviously. Stepping on Legos, as you've mentioned.
Obviously.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and now this.
And now this. Yeah. That's a good triumvirate of things to cry over.
Good for
It was, thanks. I know. I've been saving up triumvirate to be able to use.
I saw him reach in his pocket to get it.
So Devine Joy Randolph did win Best Supporting for Best Supporting Actress for The Holdovers, which was it was a subtle performance, beautifully done, and that's a great movie. And she talked in her acceptance speech about that she never thought she was going to be an actor and how she'd come to it and what's important to her in the work. And so that was cool to listen to. I agree. I think my favorite acceptance speech, Robert Downey Jr.'s, was a good one.
That was good.
I like Emma Stone's. So she
Yes.
won Best Actress for Poor
Poor
Things,
Things,
which,
which if you haven't, we're going to talk about this
holy
in a
mackerel, we're
second,
going to talk about Poor
but if you
Things.
haven't seen it,
Yeah.
you just buckle up.
It's a thing.
Something
Yeah.
is pretty good.
She was funny because her dress broke, which I got a kick out of. She
Yes.
seemed genuinely surprised and appreciative, and she gave a shout out to Lily Gladstone in a
Yeah.
really great way. So I thought that was really great. So she might be my favorite acceptance speech. And then probably my favorite moment of the Academy Awards would be the I'm Just Ken performance
Yeah.
because holy mackerel, that was good. Anyway, anything else about Oppenheimer? I thought Oppenheimer was very good.
Yeah. I just want to say I think that the performances are great, but it gave a level of story and depth of character to the human beings that were doing something that was, scientifically thought to be impossible. That was that
Yeah.
technologically we were not advanced enough quite yet to make it, and we had to put all the smartest people we could get together, many of whom came from places that were enemies for a while, to build this thing to stop this movement of war that was sweeping around two different parts of of our planet. And we did it, and it was extraordinary. The story of what Oppenheimer goes through and how he is affected, and also they made him very human.
They
You
did.
know, a married man who just doesn't always make great choices and
Yeah.
has affairs and does stuff. So, but still, his contribution to the world was extraordinary.
It was. It was. And I think that there's lots of ways that that movie could have been made poorly and would have been easy to forget. But I think Christopher Nolan, who won for Best Director, and of course the film won Best Picture, did an amazing job of bringing all the human stories forward. So we got Oppenheimer's human story. We got Robert J. Downey. I can't say that. Day John, John, that guy.
Johnny.
Why is it hard to say? Robert Downey Jr. There it is. Robert Downey
Junior.
Jr. His character.
This episode of Tasty Gents brought to you by vodka.
Vodka, making life better since I don't even know the Russians made it from potatoes.
potatoes. Yeah, since the potato.
Anyway, all right, what other movie you want to talk about?
Okay, so we did Barbie, we did Oppenheimer,
Poor
Four
Thing.
Things. Okay, we already mentioned it. Let's go ahead and talk about her.
Let's.
Emma Stone, and
Willem Dafoe.
William Dafoe. What was the name of the character he was in love with her the whole time?
Candless.
Candles.
Candles. She called the character Candles, but it was something
He
Candless.
he's a comedian.
Is he?
He's not an actor. This was and
Okay.
so, but he's a stand-up comedian. He
His
has
timing was
something coming out on
great.
Netflix. He is,
My God.
and they interviewed him on the red carpet, which Andrew can cough more.
I'm so sorry.
Going back,
Absolutely.
since she is going to see Madonna, it takes her back to the 80s. She started smoking again today. So it's not going
You
well.
do what you have
She's
to.
taken a
You do what
lot
you
of
have to.
it.
Yeah.
She's had,
Take that.
yeah, she's smoking clove cigarettes from the 80s.
And she's going to color her hair blue.
She's gonna hold it. That's right. Have one ponytail on the side.
Yes.
No, there's no smoking.
Poor
Sorry, Bill.
things.
I'm just joking. Poor
Just
Things. Amazing.
amazing. So, yes, Emma Stone, best actor for Poor Things, in my opinion, highly deserved. Willem Dafoe plays the scientist,
The
the sort of
scientist,
father figure for her.
yes.
The guy you just mentioned, whose names I don't
Candles.
remember, who plays the character Candless, Mark Ruffalo,
Oh, Margaret.
who is hysterical in this movie. And all of this, I'm forgetting somebody, I think, actor-wise, but many, obviously, more people. Directed by Yorgos Lanthimos, who previously directed The Favorite, which was nominated for Best Picture a few years ago, had Olivia Colman and Rachel Weisz and Emma Stone in it, and is also a really fun, weird movie. But Poor Things. So let's talk first about like just the look and feel of it, like set design, production design.
It's extraordinary.
It's amazing.
It's almost like you are in, part of it is a child's fantasy dream that you
Well
are
said.
in what Tim Burton would have done before he went dark.
Yes. Well said. Yeah. See what he just said? The first time I got the real view of that is they traveled to Lisbon. And so, Lisbon is a city that exists in the world that we all
World
live
that
in.
we
But
live in.
in this version of Lisbon, there was like aerial tram cars on cables going above the characters. And so you really got the sense you were in a different world. The thing I'll say about Poor Things is that I never knew what was going to happen next. The main character is Bella Baxter, played by Emma Stone. She's a, I don't even know how to describe it. She is a product of scientific experimentation that Willem
Well,
Dafoe's character.
can we say the obvious thing? It's
Yes.
it this is a Frankenstein story.
It's kind of a
It's
Frankenstein
Franken,
story.
right?
Yeah.
So, but what I really loved about this is that the most monstrous looking person was not Emma Stone. It
No.
was
Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe,
Yep.
who is the scientist who did this thing and everything else. And his backstory is horrible. Yeah. What his father did to him and the stuff, yeah, and everything else, and the experiments, and all that, and how he, and then what happens when he eats.
Oh gosh. So yeah. Oh gosh, yeah.
There's a whole process there that is just extraordinary. And what he has done to give Emma Stone life.
Yes.
That comes out at the end. If you haven't seen it, I'll let Greg tell you. But if it's extraordinary.
Yeah. And so visually stunning. Every scene is amazing.
Yeah.
Emma Stone's performance in this, as a brain not matched to the body that it came in, and a consciousness that's sort of out of touch chronologically, the brain of like an infant in the body of an adult.
Yeah.
So she has this sort of lurching way of moving around that is so cool to watch and so fun. And then we see this character sort of coming into its awareness, her awareness of the world and how the world works, and questioning mores and questioning why things are, and, yeah, and not being willing to accept sort of what her place is.
Mores being morals, not the eels.
Good point. Yes, there are no eels that are questioned in this movie, at least not in the part of the movie that, yeah, I saw. Okay, so Poor Things. Recommend it definitely, but don't go in with any preconceived notions about what's going to happen or about what it means for a character to evolve, because it's a thing. Yeah. And as a side note, by the way, the book has so many things that are different. There's the ending of the book is completely different from the ending of the movie. And so if you watch the movie, you should read the book too, because it's unexpected and fascinating.
And I have not read the book, but you were mentioning that it was
pretty great. Dope.
Yeah.
Yep.
That sounds great.
All right, who do we have left?
Did you find in the book that the descriptions of the places were as vivid in the imagination as what you saw
they
on
were.
The screen?
They were. Yeah, I mean, visually, they did amazing things by bringing the book to life in a way that I think served both the book and the movie. So I think that it felt very, very similar. Which, without giving anything away, I will tell you, is kind of related to the end of the book, which is different than the end of the movie. There's a spoiler alert that I'm not going to give you right now.
Okay. All right.
All right.
What's the next movie?
What about Past Lives? Past Lives.
Okay. So we have now, we've talked about a billion-dollar blockbuster.
Yes.
We talked about, a movie that was literally da-bomb. We talked about a Frankenstein, sci-fi. It's a relationship. It's a self-discovery movie.
Good thing. Point.
It's,
yeah,
incredible. Now let's just talk about something that is so lovely,
subtle,
and well acted that there is something to be said for no CGI.
There's not even a score, I don't think. I don't remember. No, there's certainly no CGI. Yes, it's just humans and cameras.
And story.
Yeah, and story.
And acting.
And this is Past Lives.
Past Lives.
So, yeah. Spoilers coming. There's a dragon that comes in. What?
She's a dragon. I thought she's a dragon. Korean.
not a dragon. Yeah. Korean. So this is the story of two kids, 12 years old, in Korea, who are friends and have sort of a little budding 12-year-old romance. And then the girl and her family emigrate to Canada and then to New York City.
Yeah.
And the boy stays in Korea. And so this is touch points at about 10 years after she leaves Korea. In
the early 20s.
Yeah. Yep. And then another 10 or 12 years after that.
Yep. And they're in their 30s. Yeah. See, I did the math there.
You did math just off the top of your head. That's amazing.
I didn't use my fingers at all.
That's our 14th take. It took us a long time to get there. So at least half the movie is subtitled, because they're speaking Korean to each other. And the performances are amazing. And so so we talked about some of the things we loved about it. And so there, Sue and I watched it last night on the TV. And there is so much tension between the characters. There's these moments of awkwardness. So they find each other, right? So the young Korean man finds the Korean woman. She is then married, or she is married when they find each other. And so the almost everything is the Korean man who comes to New York and his childhood friend/woman that he had a thing for and her husband, who is not Korean, is white.
Yeah.
And so that's where all the dynamic is. And there are some moments of just deep awkwardness where you just feel the tension so palpably.
Yeah.
But it's beautifully acted. And every moment felt real. And every moment felt just poignant and wonderful by the end.
I want to say something because I want to do a comparison to the latest, obviously, Aquaman movie.
Obviously, yeah.
Where Dolph Lundgren delivers a line that is so unnecessary.
Dolph Lundgren is still alive. Did you know that that was true? Yes. I didn't either. Go ahead. Delivers a line so unnecessary.
He's still out there. Go get him. Bring him back. It's so unnecessary. I remember, because I watch all these movies and whatever, superhero stuff. But I sat and I'm like, what? Is he getting paid by the line?
Right.
He was contractually needed to say something, and something as inane and dumb as this, and the whole thing. In past lives, because there are these awkward moments and they're tense, and they're meant to be. It brought me back, and I don't know if you watched a lot of European movies from say the 60s and 70s. You would have these long, awkward pauses in between conversations where people just looking at each other for looks, and a cigarette, you know, is wafting up, and somebody takes a little espresso, but that's it, and then nothing's said,
right?
And then the movie ends, and you're like, "What? That was 8 minutes of cigarettes, and this is an 8 minutes of cigarettes, but it is an appropriate amount of time. It is for the MTV generation where it's a 2 second changeover. This is an awkward piece, but it makes you uncomfortable because you're supposed to be. And all the words and lines matter.
Yes.
They matter.
Makes you uncomfortable because you're supposed to be. That is exactly, I think, what I would say as well. There's a scene at the very end where our two Korean characters are saying goodbye, spoiler alert. And they're just looking at each other, and they don't talk, and they don't fill the awkward silence, which is what I have to do. And it just it stretches out, and it's awkward, it's uncomfortable, and it's wonderful. That's not the final scene in the movie, but it's close.
Their body language in that scene, facing away, she's walking into a place, and then they're waiting for a thing to happen, and they're not facing one another like this. Still like this. And then, like, he moves a little bit.
She moves a little bit. And she moves a little bit, yeah. And then they sort of looking at each other.
Yeah. And then that's it. And then it's just...
And it goes on. It goes on and on. Yeah.
And then the thing happens that was supposed to happen, and it breaks it, right?
Yeah.
So, because the world interrupts so much. And it, to me, was that thing happening was like her immigrating. It was the interruption of that connection by the world again.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful.
It's well done and well performed.
Past lives.
Well actually, past lives. Recommend it.
Yeah.
All right. What else is on the best picture list? I should have, I only could have written this down.
Yeah. What are the other ones?
So Anatomy of a Fall, but you guys have not seen that yet, although we have.
American Fiction.
Oh
my gosh, American Fiction.
Yes.
That was great. Yeah, we saw that. And I really related to it because of my time in prison as well.
Yeah, I thought that you might have. Yeah. I related to it because I'm a Black woman.
Yes.
Wait, no, that's not it at all. I'm not a Black woman.
You do whatever you want.
Can I, though?
Yeah.
What did you guys think of it?
Well, I mean, and Andrew, you can pipe in as well. In fact, Sue, everybody can talk about this. You know, not you, Charlie Brown, I don't care.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed. I didn't know it was going to be what it was, and I think you said this. You said this, that the hype had it as a slapstick kind of.
It
funny
felt
thing.
So comedic, in
and
the
I
hype
thought
of
it was going to be. And also, it had these actors from these other shows that Westworld and
Sterling
and
K. Brown. Yep.
And then This Is Us, and these actors that we really enjoyed for a long time, and playing very different roles.
Yes.
Very different roles from what we've experienced them in. And they nailed it.
They did.
Like, first off, if I don't know who is in casting for that movie, but I'm going to send you a plate of cheese. Like, you did a great job.
Nice job on that.
Yeah.
We know that you listen.
Yeah. So. We listen. Yeah. Well, they're in Japan.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. So,
American Fiction. Yeah.
American Fiction, and I just I loved it. I loved the writing. I want to talk about the acting for a minute
Okay, good.
because it was great.
But
But
that's where I was going.
the writing, because it was poignant, and it took you into scenes where, and they just call stuff out in ways that people who look like me, Caucasian
Yeah, white
guys,
guys.
white guys, don't always want feel comfortable having things called out in such a way. And this is a language that is prevalent and pervasive in other American cultures that I'm not a part of. And how they view us viewing them was brilliant. I love that part.
Completely agree. There's a couple of things I thought were done really well. One that was really subtle. It took, I think Sue and I were talking about it afterward. So most, maybe all of the actors, the characters are black. I'm not sure. There's maybe the no I, the agent, I think, is Puerto Rican, they say.
Yes.
So first of all, it is, it's entirely told through the points of view of these characters who are all black, or at least who are not white. And yet, and so we have the family with the beach house, and then the single woman who lives across the street from the family of the beach house. This feels like a really common trope in rom-coms
Yeah.
that are almost exclusively white. So they place black characters in places that I'm used to seeing white characters, and it just is a it's that like this is familiar but unfamiliar, and they do
Very
it
Cape
so
Cod. They play Cape
smoothly.
Cod.
It looked like Cape Cod.
It
Yep.
was beautiful.
Very
It was,
Caucasian
yeah.
kind of
Yeah.
place. It was a beautiful place,
Yes.
wherever they were.
Yep. And so and that so then we have family stuff, which is we have adults, Jeffrey Wright plays an adult as and Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us plays his brother, who's an adult. And then their aging mother is going through some health problems as an adult with an aging mother. It felt very real and very reflective. Sterling K. Brown is great. What an unexpected character.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to give away too much, but gosh, he was more fun than I thought he was going to be.
There's a lot, and everyone, ladies and gentlemen, he's shirtless a lot.
There's a lot to appreciate about Sterling K.
Yeah.
Brown. Yeah. So they did not lose a lot of money on his wardrobe, is what I'm saying. Maybe that's where they had to cut. Okay, look, it's Neighbors. Hey, Christopher.
Oh yeah, there we go. Chris and
He didn't
George.
see us, Christopher.
Hey guys.
The ending is the interesting part of American fiction, which is what you always want, right?
You think that's the most interesting word?
I don't know if it's the most interesting part, but it's what surprised me the most.
Okay.
Oh, look, it's
Here they
George. Hey,
are,
George.
George.
The ending surprised me.
The best bakers
Yes.
in the entire community.
Those are our
Props to
neighbors.
Greg for all the stuff, but
Still, though,
the
yeah.
cakes? Come on, George got the cakes.
Craziness, yeah.
Yeah.
And he gives away pieces of his cake. George, I'm not giving this as a hint to you needing to give me more cake.
That's right. 3, 5, 6, 2.
Anyway,
Anyway.
the ending surprised me.
Okay,
And in
yeah.
fact, when we were talking about this a few minutes ago, like I'm not entirely sure I know what happened in the end.
Right.
Not because it was confusing, but we were presented with a couple of alternate endings, and it wasn't entirely clear to me which one was fictional. You described it, and I think you were right,
Yeah.
but it was fun to be presented with some alternate endings for the movie in the same
Yeah.
way that we were for the book that he was writing.
Yeah, and I thought that at the end of it that it was it you know that it was well defined what the actual ending was. Did you get the nod to the demo no Destruction Plantation, what was it called?
Oh no. Oh,
What? What was the plantation movie they were
that's
just
right.
Oh, Killer Plantation
Oh
or
my God, that was
Murder
funny.
Plantation?
That's
And
right.
that was the movie he was doing before. And then at
That's
the end of
right.
it, he's sitting across from the guy, one of the actors who's in a plantation thing, and he has just done
Yes.
this whole thing about it. They just nod to each other and he drives off.
Yeah. A
Brilliant.
literal nod to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just so much subtlety in the movie and in the performances, and it just layers and layers. Not unlike, I really like this about the Academy Awards this year, and I'm going to actually start drawing us down because we're a little over our
Plantation
30 minutes.
Annihilation.
Plantation
Not a
Annihilation.
movie.
Not a movie.
Not a
But
movie.
We might make that.
But yeah, it might need to be made now because what would be more inappropriate than that?
I've got some marionettes.
You've got what?
Marionettes.
Marionettes.
We'll make a...
Some marionettes is what I heard.
Oh, yeah. I've got some marionettes. Yeah.
Probably not legal in some parts of the South to have keep your marionettes. Anyway,
yes.
I want to start drawing us down because I want to be mindful of our... We are over. Mindful of our listeners' time.
Just like the Academy
Awards. Just like the Academy Awards. Oh, my God. That's true of us.
Yeah, start playing the music.
American Fiction.
Yes.
Which we've talked about. Stranger Things.
Yes.
That's
Stranger
not it.
Things is not it.
Not Stranger Things. Not Poor Things. Past Lives.
Past Lives.
American Fiction, Past Lives, and the one you haven't seen yet, which is Anatomy of a Fall. All subtle performances. For that matter, brief shout out to Lily Gladstone in Killers of the Flower Moon. Also a subtle performance.
Fantastic.
Barbie, amazing. Fun. Not subtle.
Not subtle.
Not subtle. Didn't Bold. Need to be. Bold. And pink.
If you're going to do subtle, you don't buy a Will Ferrell.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or,
well, you know, dress everyone in pink. What was the movie he was in where with Emma Thompson?
Oh my God. Stranger Than Fiction.
Stranger Than Fiction. Oh,
that's one of my favorite movies of all time.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
You have never seen that?
I have not been Stranger Than Fiction. So clearly, I have to see Stranger Than Fiction, and Jonathan has to see
Anatomy of a Fall.
The Lego movie.
The Lego movie.
Between now and the next time that we come on.
I think we're doing a watch party. Everybody.
We're doing a watch party. All right. Okay. We're interested in knowing. So, by the way, so
yes.
TastyGents.com, but more commonly, TastyGents on Facebook, TastyGents@gmail.com, or here on the YouTubes.
The YouTubes.
In all cases, we would love to hear from you. What did you love about the Academy Awards? What's your favorite movie from this year? What do you think we got wrong? Any of that, we'd love to hear it because, you know, it's all that. And we'll be back to talking about recipes and food next week. What else, Jonathan?
What else is there? Well, we didn't have any popcorn, but anything else?
We didn't have
popcorn. I want to say you were great today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're kind of awesome yourself today, too.
Good,
so I appreciate that.
Yeah, doing well.
Friends, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah. And that one enemy out there, thanks for watching.
We still like you.
Yeah, we do.
Bye, everyone.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Tasty Gents, a geeky Palm Springs to Seattle podcast.
Okay. Cue jingle.
Cue jingle. There it is.